You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It is 20 till 11 on this Monday, November 20th, as we are having our Valley Talk program. And joining me today is Chris Boyk from the Crookston Public Library. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I can't believe it's almost Thanksgiving.
I know. The year has flown by way too fast.
Way too fast.
But there are always things going on at the library, and we had you on last month. So what's been going on in the last month or so?
You know, I feel like, Tyler, it's just been, we have a number of programs always throughout the region. If you can't find a program in Crookston, you can certainly find one in Climax. They had the LEFSA making event this past Thursday evening, and Rick Kroom and the genealogy events are going on region-wide. We don't have Rick this time in Crookston, but we've just been kind of, continuing to kind of make our way beyond COVID. We have a number of partners who have programs and things that are also being offered, number one through the Polk County Family Resource Center, which is housed out of the Crookston Public Library. And you can contact the library or go to the Polk County Family Resource Center website to see those hours. But we have hours Monday through Thursday if folks need help navigating, you know, job searches. Career Force comes on Tuesdays. We have help for you on the public computers with regard to, you know, looking for jobs and filling out applications and so on. We've partnered with just a number of places. Polk County Public Health and ECFE have a new initiative on the horizon that you should be kind of listening for infants through maybe 15, 16 weeks of age, and hopefully I'm not letting the cat out of the bag on anything with that, but we're looking to partner with them on that particular program, which will fit nicely with our Baby Bounce program, which we offer the first and third Thursdays of the month. And so that's always really a really great program for infants. And then we have also, and I want to mention that when we have Baby Bounce, it's 10:30 to 11 on the first and third Thursdays. Then we always have our story times on Thursdays at 10:30. And so there's always great things going on for the kiddos. We've got a craft coming up this Friday, right the day after Thanksgiving from 4 to 5. It's a craft and story time, and the kids can make a turkey. So we're planning. We're in the planning stages of some late winter, early spring kind of programming already, this many months in advance. But I'd say we're mainly starting to see a real increase in our traffic for computers and for printing and for faxing and copying, and circulation is up, which is always wonderful to see. And so I think with things turning cold now, people are looking for a good book and cozy up to the fire a little bit. Thankfully, we haven't seen too much of that S word, and hopefully we won't. But yeah, we've just got a lot of our regular programming going on. Now, tomorrow night, we have our Books and Brews Club meeting at Drafts at 6:30 p.m., and they usually meet until 8, and they are reading the book Crying in H. Mart, a memoir by Michelle Zauner. So definitely check out both our Reading by the Red and Books and Brews book clubs, because we've always got great titles, and we've already got the bookmarks on their way with the titles for 2024. And they meet, they stagger, they go every other month. So
So many different events to do, yeah, at the library, and it really encompasses all ages.
It does. It does. It's really literally birth through, you know, seniors. And it seems like there's something for everyone. And we do also have, we've announced our Friends Open House. We were to have that actually just this past Monday night. We were supposed to have it the 13th, last Monday night. But we decided just to put the brakes on a little bit, because we've got a new board and it takes a lot to plan and get the letters out. We're going through our membership drive. I'd like to mention right now that if you'd like to make your donation to and become a friend of the library, which we would love to have you on board, we really rely on that support from folks who love their local library. And I tell you, we've had a great past board, we've got a great new board, and we're looking to have our Friends Open House, just gratitude for our friends, on Tuesday, January 9th, 5 to 7 p.m. And we realize it's winter. It'll be a little bit cold. But if you really want to come out and you just don't want to brave the weather, you know, we can even maybe arrange for some rides and things like that. So keep that in mind as well. But that will be January 9th. Now, that did get rescheduled.
So keep your calendars open and look ahead into the future for January for that event. Let's circle back a little bit for Thanksgiving, because there are a couple of points this week. Thanksgiving hours and then the turkey craft for kids. You touched on that a little bit, but I want to hear a little more about that.
Yeah, that will include story time and the craft as well, making their own turkey. So I think that that'll be a lot of fun for the kiddos, and it will be the stories will have a fall theme, Thanksgiving kind of theme, and they get to make hand turkeys, you know, the old-fashioned hand. There's nothing like a good old-fashioned hand turkey craft, right?
Right.
So the kids will enjoy that, I think. Cassidy has some great STEM events that she offers as well once a month. Those are always, we call them STEM-sational Tuesdays. We did have one Tuesday, November 14th, and I don't have the calendar in front of me, but I want to say the next one would be December probably 12th. It's usually the second Tuesday of the month. And those are always at 3:30. And that STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And those are always experiments for youth ages 5 through 13. So you can always join us for those. But Cassidy does a nice job with having a lot of different programs for kids of all ages, and that craft and story time this coming Friday at 4 will surely be a good time, and we invite you to come out for that. And just keep in mind that we do close this Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the eve of Thanksgiving. We will not be open till 8. We will close at 5, and then we will be closed, of course, this Thursday all day for Thanksgiving to observe the holiday.
Yeah, so just remind people that, you know, it's going to be, you know, the holiday coming up. We'll be closing at 5 on Wednesday, all day on Thursday. But then you can hop back over to the library on Friday.
Yep.
Make some, you know, bring the kiddos along, have some turkey craft, and enjoy it from 4 to 5. And sounds like another wonderful event.
And then head home for leftovers, right? Yeah absolutely. Yeah, it should be a good time. And we will open at our normal time of 10 o'clock on Friday. So, yeah.
I noticed on our website for the job shop that there is a job opening at the library.
There is. We have a full-time associate position that is currently open. It's a great environment, I think, to work in. I mean, who wouldn't love to work in a library, right? It's certainly, we have a beautiful, beautiful, you know, in terms of aesthetics, it's a gorgeous space. It's a friendly space, welcoming. The job itself is a 40-hour-a-week position. It does include a single health, fully paid single health insurance coverage, paid holidays and vacation, as well as sick leave. And that position is $15.57 an hour. And I think we try to, we always try to look for people who, in terms of their skills and abilities, we want somebody who has a commitment to providing excellent customer service, which we try to do on a regular basis, in a welcoming atmosphere. And certainly, it's very rewarding and gratifying to work with such a wonderful community like Crookston and people in the surrounding area. Anyone who loves to read, and we have great, like you said, great programs throughout the year. It's just a wonderful place. And yeah, we're looking for somebody full time as an associate, and we love to match people and their skills and abilities to the job set. So I do my best to have people working in areas and doing things that they really enjoy and that their skill set is a good fit for. So, yeah, so if you're interested, apply. You can go to our website and look for the application online, and you can send applications to Human Resources at Lake Agassiz Regional Library, and that is located at 118 5th Street South in Moorhead. And otherwise, you can give us a call, and we can help direct you to them, and they will be accepted applications until the position is filled. So thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, of course, Anne. So, again, that's on not just our website at KROXAM.com on the job shop. Also, you can head over to the library's website, find out more information there, and apply. Or you can, of course, like you mentioned, call the library for more information. What is that phone number that people can call?
That number is 218-281-4522. And you can always visit our website at www.larl.org. Also a great resource for just so many different things, whether it's research you're doing, whether it's genealogy, it's kiddos need help with their schoolwork. We've got a lot of great, wonderful databases at that website located there, and as well as our hours, our locations, things of that nature. And then again, the information about positions that are open throughout the region. It is a great resource. And if you haven't checked out our Laurel website, definitely do that. And you can fill out an online application if you don't have a library card. If you can't get in, you can fill one out online. So it's a one-stop shop.
Yeah, you can basically get all of your needs fulfilled right online. The library has been making some improvements as well.
We've been fortunate enough to partner with the city of Crookston on a number of different ventures over the last several years. We recently, this past summer, we had done the new gutters and downspouts. We got all new windows. These were all original to the building. It's not like we, replace them every 20 years or something. And the building is going on 40 years old. The building will be 40 years old next year. And so we've got all new windows, new gutters and downspouts. We fixed the peak of the roof and redid the windows up on the peak of the building there at the top. And we also were very fortunate to have poured new concrete throughout a good part of the exterior. We really had a lot of water issues. We've had them for a number of years, over a decade, and they've been getting worse. Which we felt would strongly lead to obviously more problems if we didn't get it taken care of. So we were very grateful to have been able to pour new concrete, and Tim Palmer did a wonderful job, has been doing a wonderful job, and now we are putting in the sauna tubes and getting ready for new exterior lighting, which again is all original to the building. So a number of things, projects continue to happen. It's great because we've got to preserve what we have, take care of it so that we know that it's going to be around for another 40 years, hopefully. So it's just good to take care of our buildings, just like we do our homes. So, yeah, it's been exciting. We're excited to see the end product when we get done with the lighting, because I think that we definitely need better lighting around the exterior of the library, especially where it's placed. So that's going to be kind of exciting to see done.
Yeah, exciting improvements going on to the library. And another one of the exciting improvements is a program called Aspen.
Yeah, it's a resource that we are, Aspen is a full-featured open source discovery system, which is a mouthful, but it integrates the e-content and other third-party providers. And it gives our customers a comprehensive, it gives them access to all of their materials in one place. It basically will give you the ability to go to your account, and instead of having, if you have OverDrive, if you have Libby, instead of going into Libby to see if something's available and then going into Hoopla, which is a streaming service and has books and things of that nature available, instead of going to these individual sources, you'll be able to go to your account like you do now to place a hold, and you'll be able to find all of it in one spot. So you can access our collection in the catalog as well as those in one place. It promises to have some wonderful features and be very customer service friendly, and we're just really looking forward to adding it for our customers. And so that will hopefully get going here in December, so keep a lookout and an ear open for that. And it's really just going to make shopping for your books a little bit more, even more fun than it already is. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, hopefully the next time we have you on Valley Talk, you'll be able to talk about either the launch of it or how things have been going with Aspen. So it's another exciting improvement that the library is doing to help satisfy, the people using it.
Absolutely. And Lake Agassiz Regional Library is just, it's a great place to work because we really do strive to offer our customers the very best that we can. And you're doing that on not you know, unlimited budget too at times. You know, it's not like we're just spending all, you know, a lot of money on all these different things. It's we're trying to spend the money wisely that we have. And when something else isn't maybe as popular or working, we look to where could we put those resources and maybe make it an even better experience for the customer. And that's what makes working for Laurel such a, you know, such a joy, because we are very customer service centered. And I feel like we're always trying to give the customer that just a better experience, right, than what they're already having. And for the sake of convenience and ease, what person doesn't need that when they've got a busy life with, you know, kiddos and lots of school activities and jobs and just a lot? And this is the best way for you to relax and enjoy your downtime. What better way to do it than with a good book, whether that's an actual physical book, and some people really prefer those, or an ebook, or whether that's sitting down and watching a movie or listening to an audiobook when you're driving down to Minneapolis to catch that flight. Check us out, because with that free library card in hand, it gives you access to just a wealth of resources, and we're more than happy to help you out with all of that. So stop in or give us a call and we'll help you out.
And, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about some of the recurring events that take place, talked about Books and Brews that takes place at Draft Sports Bar and Grill. But there are a couple of other events as well. You talked a little bit briefly about Story Time, but what are some of the other monthly events that people can get involved with?
Well, the book clubs are a big one. We had been offering Art by the Red, and that was the second Monday of every month. Sadly, we're going to be discontinuing Art by the Red, at least for now, because the associate, our librarian that has been offering that, is leaving with her husband to take a position in Indiana. So we're losing her, and that will be sad. But we're excited for them and wish them well. And that's Jane and Mitch Berg. And Jane's done a great job, very, very talented woman, and very, just a wonderful artist. And so our residents and the community have been able to benefit from that for the last several months. And that won't be offered, but we look to fill that with something maybe similar. And right now, as I mentioned, with heading into the holidays, other than some of the stuff for, you know, the activities for kids, we don't have quite as much on the horizon for adults, but we'll have a new slate of legacy programming coming out in the next several months, and we will share that the next time I'm on, as well as some of the other programs we're working on. So we're sort of in a transition period, and with all of the work going on at the library, I think it's probably good that we didn't have a lot of programming going on in the last, say, month or two, because it's kind of been a mess around there a little bit with all the mud and the dirt and the different things and the elements. So we will get back to more programming, additional programs very soon. It's just a matter of, you know, probably after the first of the year, you'll see more of that, and I'll share that when I come back on again. But yeah, the regular stuff, Story Time, Baby Bounce, the two book clubs that will continue to stagger every other month, and then you can check out those new titles for the new year here shortly, because we'll have those available on a bookmark that we're working on. And then we've got our friends open house on January 9th. That's a Tuesday from 5 to 7. And if you, again, if you're interested in maintaining your friends membership or becoming a new friend of the library, we would love to have you. We welcome you. Who can't use more friends, right? In general, right? We all need friends, and the library could use your friendship, and you could certainly stop in and get a membership card and pay your dues now. They'll be good for all of 24. So if you are thinking about sending those in, please do. But our open house won't be until January 9th, and then we look forward to having everyone come in and just have some refreshments and some, we're going to have a program of sorts. I'm not sure exactly whether that will be completely music or if that will be music and maybe a guest speaker. I'm not entirely sure what that will look like just yet, but when I come on, I'll share that as well. Hopefully that'll be before January 9th.
It will be for sure. So stay tuned for our next appearance on Valley Talk when we speak with you. And then one more time, let's go over the Thanksgiving hours and then the turkey craft for kids.
Yeah.
It's going to be this week.
Yep, that is this week. We will close this Wednesday at 5 p.m. for Thanksgiving. We'll not be open Wednesday evening like we normally are until 8, only till 5. And then we will be closed this Thursday for Thanksgiving. And then Friday, open again at 10 a.m., our regular time. time. And join us at 4 o'clock if you've got kiddos that would like to come in and make a hand turkey craft and have a story time. And that'll just be an extension of the Thanksgiving holiday, maybe a nice break in the shopping for those folks out there that are going to be doing some shopping on Black Friday. And, yeah, just come on over, and we'd love to have you for story time and a craft. So, but no story time this Thursday because we're closed, you know. But and don't forget that if you'd like to check out Drafts, tomorrow night at Drafts, our regular Books and Brews will be meeting tomorrow night at 6:30 for their book. And that will be, again, Crying in H Mart, a memoir by Michelle Zauner. If you haven't been to a book club before, I would really encourage you to check one of them out because Jane does a great job with them, and Corrine Everett leads Reading by the Red, and she will be heading up both book clubs going forward after December 1st, and she does a wonderful job. I'd also like to mention that if you're interested in having books within the city limits delivered because you can't get out or you're afraid to get out in the elements or you don't have transportation, give us a call at the library. We have a homebound program. And we are always taking new folks to deliver books to if you're in need of books once a month.
Just one of the many, many great offerings that the library has.
We try.
And, of course, you can find all of that information on the website as well as the job opening that we had mentioned earlier.
Absolutely.
And anything else that you'd like to speak on today?
Just stop in if you haven't been in lately or at all for quite a while, you know, or ever maybe if you're, you know, just haven't been in. Come on in. Check us out. And we'd love to help you with whatever your needs are. A lot of people come in and do their copying for their Christmas letters and things of that nature. We have a color copier, color printer, and we have print. We have wireless printing as well. And we have hotspots to check out and all sorts of good things. So if you haven't been in a while, or even if you have, come in again. We'd love to help you with whatever your needs are. And we hope you have a very, from the Laurel family and from the Crookston Public Library, have a very happy Thanksgiving, a very Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year. And just make it a part of your New Year's resolution to come in and get a card and check some items out because there's a lot going on. Take advantage of it.
Well, Chris, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk, and I hope you have a great Thanksgiving, and hope everyone at the library has a great Thanksgiving as well.
Thank you. We appreciate it, and thanks for having me.
So that was Chris Boyk with the Crookston Public Library, and now it's time to hear from the AP News.